Utahns who buy their health insurance through the Federal Exchange can expect substantial rate increases next year. The Utah Insurance Department updated the State Health Reform Task Force on the changes Thursday. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
On average, the insurance companies in Utah who offer plans on healthcare.gov are raising their rates almost 22%. Utah Insurance Department actuaries say companies underestimated the pent-up demand for healthcare and the cost of insuring the more than 126,000 Utahns who signed up. Two of the smaller companies, Altius and Bridgespan, will no longer be offering plans on the individual marketplace.
The individual market, I think, is headed towards catastrophe.
That's Republican Representative Dean Sampay of Provo. He's also Assistant Vice President of Intermountain Healthcare.
Either the rates are going to become so absorbent that it'll be cost prohibitive for anybody in that market, and or you're going to have all of the payers dropping out because they can't absorb the losses.
The Utah Insurance Department estimates that companies operated at a loss ratio of about 137% last year, but because of reinsurance, it was closer to 112%. State Assistant Insurance Commissioner Tangi Northrup says companies can't sustain those kinds of losses every year.
If they continue that, you will have a collapse of the individual market and there will be no individual insurance to purchase.
But Northrup doesn't see that happening.
I think the insurers are, manage their premiums very well in our market, and they will watch them and they will price as they need to.
Northrup expects rates to go up again in 2017, but she thinks the market could stabilize by 2018. Next year, there are 5 insurers offering plans on the individual market in the state. They've lost 2, but added a new one from the University of Utah. Northrup encourages everyone on the market to review the options. Premiums are going up, but tax credits to offset those costs will increase as well. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.